Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to do some money and politics. I guess we're going to have to do some politics first. But we're here with the great Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist, defending Wellesley. I guess you were defending Wellesley College. Were you defending Wellesley College?
I was celebrating Wellesley College and its president, Paula Johnson, for deciding that students don't always have know what's best, and deciding that the school should not admit trans men. You know, one of the few colleges that has actually pushed back against an agenda that I think a lot of Americans really oppose, but that the backers of an all-women's college should definitely oppose.
All right. Well, I will say this. Liz Peek, whom I love dearly, is perhaps the only free market conservative ever to come out of Wellesley College. That may or may. Actually, I used to say that about Michelle Caruso Cabrera, too, who's another wonderful lady.
There you go.
And is a graduate of Wellesley College. And we don't want to forget my brother, Steve Moore, vice president of Freedom Works and Committee to Unleash Prosperity, author of the book Godzilla, and his great radio show called More Money is going to play on many of these same stations right after this show is complete. I don't even want to do it to you, but I have to because everyone's talking about it this morning and all the cable stations. There's a lot of issues out there in America today, inflation and interest rates and bank meltdowns and China and Afghanistan and Ukraine and fracking or no fracking and fossil fuels. So, of course, all the cable shows are talking about New York, left-wing New York prosecutor Alvin Bragg, who is apparently allegedly going to arrest Donald Trump on Tuesday. I don't know if any of this is true. That's what they're alleging. This issue came up in 2016. Nobody in the country cared about it. It had nothing to do with the presidential race. And now Alvin Bragg will be the Tony Dolan, great speechwriter, emailed me how Alvin Bragg, this left-wing, soft-on-crime, George Soros-backed district attorney who is no bail, no jail. He's going to be the new poster boy of the Democratic Party. All right, kids, we have to cover this because we are live news. Steve, since I hit Liz for Wellesley, Steve Moore, I'll go to you, whatever you are, University of Illinois. What do you think of this? Alvin Bragg, the Democratic poster boy, is this really going to be an issue in this presidential election?
Well, first of all, Larry, this is so disgusting and outrageous. I mean, when I read about that this morning, I'm just fuming. Mm. And it's good. Because, look, this is the guy, and whether you like Donald Trump or not, he has been so abused over the last 5 years. I mean, no politician in American history has gone through what he has gone through. And let us not forget, these same people who want to indict Donald Trump are the very same people, Larry, who invented and conspired the Russia collusion hoax.
Right.
For 2 years.
Good
and
point.
By the way, shame on Congress.
Good point.
These are the people who tried to impeach him twice.
They did impeach him twice.
Yes. They couldn't get him out of office. You're right, Liz. And so, you know what they should do instead of indicting Donald Trump? They should say, you know what? We're sorry for the abusive treatment of a rightly elected president of the United States. And I'm going to say one other thing, Larry. You can tell I'm angry about this.
Yes.
This only plays into Donald Trump's hands. This only makes people more supportive of Trump because they see the sinister forces that he is up against.
I want to say one of the headlines coming out, I got this from the boss, John Catsimatidis, breaking news, U.S. House panels to probe politically motivated prosecution of Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, Liz, I happen to agree with Steve Moore. Whoever you're for in this presidential election, this is just the usual Trump zealotry. They're going to try to, I guess, embarrass him, do anything they can to stop him, put handcuffs on him. I don't know. I hope the Secret Service steps in the way, because it really, what it does is it demeans the whole country when you see this kind of nonsense. But you go ahead, Liz. It's up to you.
No, I totally 100% agree. Trump has been beaten up since the day he came down that escalator unfairly, and really just horrifying to see two systems of justice. And, of course, the hypocrisy here is pretty astounding. People can push someone in front of a train on a subway track, and Alvin Bragg won't prosecute. But this this is a charge, by the way, that even the New York Times has called a quirky, or forget the description they used, but an unproven sort of theoretical charge that they're bringing for a misdemeanor, I think, right? It's a misdemeanor. I mean, it's the craziest darn thing that they're going to actually arrest this man when no one else is in New York is getting arrested, basically even for assaulting people with a deadly weapon. I mean, that's literally a fact. So, I can't really understand it, except I really kind of wonder if they know, if the left knows that the thing that will really get Trump supporters riled up eager to get him to be the candidate is just this kind of thing, piling on yet again. It never works because Trump always ends up raising tons of money on it, et cetera. But I almost think they want him to be candidate. They want him to have people streaming into the – they're also hoping – I literally think they're hoping for an outbreak of violence over this, and you could have that because there are people on Twitter and stuff right now saying we need to take this into our own hands. We can't wait for law enforcement or Congress. You know, it worries me. I mean, it really worries me that we could have a violent response to this. On the right, you've had almost no violence except for January 6th, and look how well Democrats think that turned out for them.
Well, look at this guy, Steve Alvin Bragg, who is a joke, an absolute joke in crime circles. He's a joke in New York, for heaven's sakes. Even the lefties are basically disowning him. And so he's going to be the poster boy. So what? Alvin Bragg is going to run against Donald Trump for president? I'm taking the over on that one. I mean, honest to goodness, this is just one of these crazy things. I don't know who dreams this crap up. But I mean, I'm watching all morning. I didn't say a word about it. This is by and large, it's an economic and financial show with a little bit of money politics thrown in with you two, two stars. But I'm watching, MSNBC and CNN and Fox, and I'm watching MSNBC in particular. I mean, they're dancing. They're dancing on MSNBC. I got to just say that. So go ahead, Steve. We'll move. We'll say it. We'll take a break and then come back with something serious. But take another whack at it.
Well, these are the same people who were involved in the outrageous raid on his home at Mar-a-Lago. To do this to an ex-president, it's just, I mean, Liz, you put it so well. This is so anti-American. And in this is just anti-Trump derangement syndrome. They can't get over him. He hasn't been president for 3 years. They can't get over him. I do think this will unite the Trump voters against him, and even just fair-minded Republicans will view this as an outrageous abuse of power. And finally, if Joe Biden had 1 ounce of class, which he doesn't, unfortunately, he would just give a blanket pardon.
I agree. He ran as a candidate that was supposed to bring the country together, Steve. Yep. Remember that. Yep. And nothing he has done in office could be more divisive, including the ongoing narrative about MAGA extreme Republicans and the threat they are to our country, which offends about half the country. But I agree. Yeah. Number one, he should have undertaken, when he came into office, a fair look at all the complaints about the election. Because if he actually won by however many votes they claim they won by, why not, expose all those claims early on, get it out of the way, tamp that down. And now I totally agree. Pardon Trump, and my guess is he goes away, because that's the end of all this. But Democrats don't want it to end. They have raised more money, gotten more people out to vote by hating Donald Trump than anything they do. That is the only success they've had. It is tragic.
By the way, someone's going to ask Biden if he was behind it, and then they're going to say, did you know about it? And he's going to answer what he always says, no, I didn't know anything about it.
Well, I believe that because I don't think he's in the swim of 90% of what's going on.
The trouble is, Liz, he may be in the swim. He just can't keep his head above water. That's the problem, I think. He's drowning in the swim. All right? Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and maybe talk about whether there's a banking issue and if that affects politics. We are talking to Liz Peek. Fox News contributor, syndicated columnist Steve Moore, who actually his fine radio show, More Money, is coming on right after this one. I'm still Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.